Hi, I'm Cassie from Triple M's Rock News, and I'm joined by Claudia, who is one of the team involved in making the film Her Sound, Her Story. If you don't know about the film, I highly recommend to check it out, and hopefully you'll learn a little bit from our chat today about the film. But it's one of the most important films that's come out in the last year and the last century, and I feel that anybody who works in a creative industry, or not even the music industry, but just works with women and cares about the future of women, need to see this film, because it's pretty confronting and it's pretty abrupt. Now, Claudia, I saw the film last year when it first came out, and it was confronting, and I've experienced a lot of what's addressed in the film in real life, and I've seen my fellow peers experience that. I guess from your perspective making the film, did you realise how confronting it would be before you went into it?
I think you're touching on the very process that Michelle and I, Michelle is who I made the film with, that we went through ourselves, which was the really in the thick of making it all as an independent production. I had always been like, why am I even doing this? You know, I'm not a musician. I'm not a feminist, or I don't feel like an activist. Michelle is much more invested. I think she's much more vocal. And as I kept listening to these stories, it just became more and more apparent that the experiences all these women had had, I had had, or my mum had had, or my auntie, or someone that I knew. And it just dawned on me, this is a totally universal story, and therefore it's so important, because the amount of healing that it could possibly provide for someone just through being able to share those stories that are quite personal and traumatic for people. I don't know, there's a great offering of hope that can come out of something like that with a collective of people talking about it, as opposed to people just feeling like it's, you know, just them on their own. So, yeah, that was a great uncovering, and I think that's what drove me really to finish the film on my own.
Now, I guess going to that, I just want to talk about the topics that are brought up in the film. For those that haven't seen it, it's a really harsh and honest opinions and I guess like experiences that they've experienced being women in a creative field that is dominated by men, whether that be sexual harassment, whether that be discrimination, whether that be not taken too seriously. With all of those stories, it sounds like you took on an emotional load from all of the people you spoke to, and even now hearing stories from people that have seen it. As women, it's hard not to carry emotional load, but how have you and Michelle overcome that challenge?
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen it as a challenge. I think I've just understood a little bit that it was my job. You know, when we started Her Sound, Her Story, we never went out with the intention to make a documentary. All we did was Michelle was wanting to take a portrait series of photographs and just said, you know, do you want to come along and interview these women? And I think we maybe went, wouldn't it be cool if one day we made a film? But none of that was in our minds as we went along. So we were very much enjoying the experience and feeling quite honoured. And, you know, each time we would speak to these women who were very loved, many of them like household names or up and coming, that people are, you know, they're quite a buzz around them. And we would be like, what a privilege it was to get to hear that story. And then we would take time to reflect on how it, you know, relates to our own lives, or, you know, I guess it gave more meaning. For me personally, having edited the film, I think there was a huge amount of empathy that I, you know, automatically took on, because it's a lot to hear all those things told to you. But again, that just inspired me. You know, it was not an emotional burden, but it was hugely emotional. I always say it was a real turning point. The whole film was a coming of age for me personally, to understand what it is to be a woman, and to deal with my own issues that I had around being a woman, or not even liking other women, or all these grievances that I wasn't really looking at and going, wow, there's so many of us in the same boat, you know?
And that really was, I relate to that feeling. I watched it and, like I said earlier, although I've experienced these things and I know that these things happen, just seeing it on the big screen made it so much more real. And I guess seeing people that are household names such as Ella Hooper and people that you see on stage that bring such a positive energy and have such a positive message, and seeing that, you know, day to day, it's actually not that easy. You know, you think they've got it all, but they don't. I guess that really made me validate my feelings, and vice versa, I think, for the talent in the film. Now, I guess with these conversations and with these headlines, have you seen a change since this project started, whether it be the photo project or the film?
I think the change that we've been able to, you know, monitor, because we get asked this a lot, is really that community that we were able to nurture, and just watching all of these women meet each other. And I mean, I was at Big Sound last week, a music conference, and two of the artists that were in the film who've never met each other, I watched them in front of me say hello and then use the film as a point of reference for, like, oh, I don't know you, but, you know, I've watched it and I've seen you. And I just went, how beautiful is this that we've been able to just continuously nurture that? So the change I'm seeing is women supporting other women, the banding together, a lot of love is being spread through the community at the moment. Other sorts of change, they're so hard because I think they're microscopic. It's like millions and millions microscopic day-to-day decisions and conversations that are then going to start to just make these gentle changes that, when, you know, they ripple across, will on the outside appear as really big change. I don't think being in it, you can ever monitor change that well, though. It's always in hindsight.
And I guess in terms of that, making the film, who did you make it for, and who is it that you want to see this?
Editing the film, I guess I kept in mind, you know, four groups of people. I really thought about industry and, I guess, execs and people in power and, you know, men, women, everybody. And then I thought about women, you know, any woman, and what it was going to do for her. And then I think I thought about the broader creative industries, whereby we see these topics aren't just, you know, solely for the music industry. But most importantly, I think I actually thought about young people. And with that in mind, it was always about this idea that I knew we were going to get asked, you know, what can people do to change, or what is the change? And I was like, I really feel that it's the next generation, honestly. To give them skills and tools and space to be able to have these conversations that are quite difficult and understand that they're important, I think that they are the people that are going to then implement this change that we all keep talking about. So it was definitely keeping in mind young people are going to see this, and how is it going to relate to them? You know, how are all of these women going to relate to them, no matter who they are?
And in regards to our male colleagues and community, what can they do without even seeing the film? But from your experience of talking to all these women, what can they do to be the change and to help the change?
I think I've always, you know, we travel with the film, and a lot of men, you know, said that, what can I do? And I guess I feel like it's about frame of mind, you know, and how it's very subtle. Again, I think it's for every conversation you have with a woman, it's as though it's the same way, you know, if you were speaking to your daughter or your sister or your wife or your mother, you know, how would you feel if that person was one of them? I always go, that's sort of one of the only ways I think people can truly start to empathize and have greater understanding, because it's really just about understanding and communication, and being mindful in that, in the choices that everybody makes. And they're the smallest choices, from, you know, in radio, who it is you choose to play, who it is you choose to promote, in positions of, like, you know, workplaces where you can hire someone. Who is it that you're hiring, and why is it that you're hiring them? You know, I feel like there is, as you say, there's a lot more roles where men have the power to make choices. So it's like, what are those choices they're making? Why are they making them? And could they possibly take a little bit longer to consider? And then we start to broaden up, and more women get more opportunities, more women felt understood, things start to balance out a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the film had a lot of parallels with a film that was made 30 years ago by the go-betweens Lindy Morrison. I just want to know, when did that film come on your and Michelle's radar? And I guess just the craziness of how similar they are. But, yeah, when did you first get in touch with that first film?
Lindy's film We didn't know about it at all while we were making ours. It actually came about because I reached out to Lindy because I wanted to interview her for ours. And she wasn't available and said, you know, just so you know, about, you know, 30 years ago I made a film and actually made a workbook for like a study guide that accompanied the film. And you should really check it out because it's very similar to what you, you know, sounds like what you're doing. And I couldn't find it anywhere at all, actually. I searched lots of libraries and I asked Lindy and she sent me a VHS tape and I got it digitized and watched it. And I think for Michelle and I firsthand, it was really horrific to go, wow, nothing has changed. Like this literally is, it's almost a word for word, you know, replica of the conversation we're having. I think in that moment, for me, I really understood how important it was what we were doing because I thought if someone had started this work so long ago, here we are just picking up the baton and carrying it on. So we had to finish it. I guess I wanted to put it in the film for two reasons, as a homage to Lindy for having done the work and it not ever really being seen, but also to highlight, you know, you see people like Kylie Minogue speaking when she's very young and or Tina Arena, and they're saying the same things that women still say now. Beautiful thing that's come out of that, though, is recently speaking to Lindy. She's just like, no, you have to realise so much has changed. And it's really exciting. And I guess that's given us, Michelle and I, a lot of hope because Lindy herself, having been through it, is kind of, she's seen it, she's lived it. So, you know, for someone like her to go, no, it really is, it's different, you know, I think that's awesome.
Excellent. Well, look, I really appreciate your time today, Claudia, and thank you so much for all the work for you and Michelle that have done with this film and Lindy's. Now, both are available to watch at home, in schools. If you have family movie nights at home, we highly recommend to maybe think of her, sound her story and chuck that on for the family.
Yeah, it's such a film to be watched in community, I always say. So where there's that opportunity to watch it with others and really have a discussion, that's the best way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. And we will have all the details available online, but where can people find out more about the film?
It's just about everything lives on our website, which is hersoundherstory.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.